Welcome to day two of our two-day teachings all around limiting thoughts. So I hope yesterday was helpful to you at looking at the different levels of thoughts that we have that are limiting and how they affect us in different ways, from, you know, small little bit of an effect on us to more bigger or deeper effects on us emotionally. So today I'm going to move on to a practice. I touched briefly on this yesterday when I was getting you to think about your I gave an example for around money. So when you're saying I don't have enough money, and then you're to look at what money that you do have. So we're talking about the evidence-based approach to our thoughts. But today is about really investigating them a little bit more and challenging your thoughts a bit more. Now, to do an exercise like this takes time. And I suppose over time, when the mind is swirling with thoughts, doing exercises or sitting down and being rational sometimes is not where we want to go. And we have to understand that and take accountability as well, that sometimes when we have a thought, we want to stay in that place. We want to be pissed off. We want to be frustrated. We want to be angry. We want to feel sometimes like a victim. You know, we do. And we have to own that as well. And it's like when we're really annoyed about something and we tell someone something and they start being rational or looking at it from a different perspective, and we get frustrated and think to ourselves, why aren't they just agreeing with me? Because you don't want someone to be rational. You just want someone to let you vent and agree with you. So the thing about that is that's all well and good in a moment, but you have to be able to come out of that. And that's what this exercise will do. So this exercise is actually based on a book I read called The Work by Byron Katie. You may have heard of her. And she came up with her own process around challenging her thoughts and really looking at thoughts when she went through a breakdown and a very bad period of depression. And coming up with this process really, really helped her to come out of that. And it's something that I find fantastic. I have to say, it's a practice that I don't use enough. But when I did read this book about 3 or 4 years ago, I started to do this a lot, actually. And the changes, not only did I have around my mindset, but the things that actually started showing up were fantastic. So I gave the example, like I said earlier, about I don't have any money, or yesterday I should say, I don't have any money. But when you look at the evidence, you do have money, you'll have some income, even if it's not enough, you'll have some income coming in. So it's about really getting to the truth of what is real and what's not real. And that's how you can challenge your thought. So I'm going to give you two examples of this. So the first one I'm going to give an example is, for example, I am not good enough to go for the promotion that I want or the job that I want. So you ask, the first question you ask, is this thought true? So you would say, yeah, it is true. I'm not good enough. And then you ask it again and you say, is this thought really true? And 9 times out of 10, the answer is going to be no, because it's not 100% true. You cannot say 100% for fact and for certain that it is 100% true that you are not capable or good enough for a promotion, because there will be aspects of you and your experience and your ability that absolutely is able for this job or promotion. So just to recap on that, the first question is, the first part is you put your thought down, then you ask, is this true? And then you ask it again, is this really true? And then what it gets you to do is to go to that worst case scenario. Now, I do this in some of the fear-based exercises as well, which I think is really good. And again, it's again challenging the thought that's coming up. So then you go to the worst case scenario. And the worst case scenario is you don't apply for the job and you stay stuck in the job you're in. Or you apply for the job and you don't get it. That doesn't mean that you're not capable. You just mightn't have been the right candidate, or it mightn't have been the right time for you. Okay, so you write down what the worst case scenario would be around the thought actually coming true. And then you write down, what would you do at that point? So if you applied for the job and you didn't get it, what would you do? So say, for example, you'd say to yourself, well, I proved myself right. I wasn't capable of it. And this is what we do as well. We're looking for ways to prove our thoughts right quite a lot of the time. When we're putting things in for protection, we nearly make these things come into reality so that we can say, you know, no, I didn't do that. Like, our behaviors that we play out and the action steps that we take can actually be self-sabotaging on purpose, because we want to prove to ourselves that that thought was right and we're right. So look, you might feel a bit down about it, but you can pick yourself back up and apply for another job. You're going to be okay, I suppose, is the ultimate thing around it. Next one, let's say we look and say, I'm just never able to meet a new partner or have somebody for a romantic relationship or meet the right person. So the thought is this true? And you'll say, yeah, because I haven't met the right person. And the second thought is, or question is this thought really true? And the answer to that would be no, because you don't know for certain that you're not going to meet the right person. You've also met people before, okay? So this is where the evidence-based stuff comes in. Similar to the job scenario as well, you look and say, when did I apply for a job before and get it? When did I go and meet somebody and it was a good relationship? It doesn't matter how it ended, that it was a good relationship at the time. And going back to the finance one, for example, it's like, well, you know, I don't have enough money. Is that true? Yes, it is true. Why is it or is it really true? No, it's not, because or I don't have any money. It's like, I do have an income. So you have to tell yourself then why it's not true. Okay. And this is very important. Sorry, I probably left that bit out from going all over the place. So again, the question is, put down your thought. Is this thought true? Is this thought really true? If the answer is yes or no, you write down your factual evidence on why it is or is not true. Then you say, if the worst case scenario happens, what does that look like? And what will I do if that happens? Okay, so I'd really like you to do this practice. If you need me to send the questions, I can. I'll actually drop them in the WhatsApp group tomorrow as well. And for anyone who wants to join, please do let me know and I can add you. And this is just a really good way of challenging your thoughts, because a lot of the time we can be in a place where there's no truth in the thought, but we're allowing it to play out and play out and play out. And, you know, even in relationships with people, you might say, oh, I'm just never going to get a break with like a family relationship or whatever. They're so annoying. So the thought is this true? Yes, because I never do get a break from them. They're always on my back. And then is it really true? And say, well, no, because it doesn't actually happen 24 hours a day. And then it's like, well, what can I do differently here around changing this thought? And ultimately what's happening here is that by changing the thought, you're changing the situation. And that's really what it is about. And the thoughts don't have to keep consuming you all of the time. So challenging the thought, seeing if it's true, giving yourself factual, evidence-based reasons why it is or is not true. What will you do in your worst case scenario? And what are you going to do to move on to change that thought? So I hope that helps. And I look forward to connecting with you really soon.